Coach McAdoo said he would like to go from good to great in Monday's game. How do you believe you guys as a defense can do that?
As a defense, we can do that? That is making the right calls, playing out technique and doing the right things, getting off the field third downs every time we get to touch the field and get our offense back the ball as quick as possible. So that's how we become good to great.
What do you personally try to get accomplished in the preseason?
For myself?
Yeah.
Personally, get my body to sustain the long periods. Getting ready for the season. Really, not really something I'm trying to work on while doing so. Just reacting, read my keys, and be able to read route progressions at the same time.
Is it tough for you to only play a quarter and a half in a game?
Is it tough for me?
Yeah, I mean, because you probably can't even play the full game if you're in the preseason.
No, because it's not when they take out their starters. Not it's kind of like I don't want to be putting out with the JV squad or something like that against them. So most of it is just trying to just play ball with the guys they're gonna roll with, and as much as time we can get with them and get a little experience with them, it's always great.
Do you know any other speed other than full speed? I was gonna say it looked like in that first game you were playing like a regular game.
Yeah, I mean, if I'm on the field, it's gonna be all full speed. I don't know any other speed. If I go half speed, I feel like I'm going to get hurt. If I don't go to the speed that I'm determined to, I feel like I'm sluggish. So there's only one speed for me.
Guys give you a hard time about that?
Huh?
Guys give you a hard time about that?
Who?
Other players or teammates?
About what?
Going 110% full speed.
Who, me?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, they did. I was like, bro, what you going out there, Sean? Hitting people like that. I said, bro, that's just hot. That's my game. Well, I feel like because if they put their shoulder on me, I feel like I'm going to get hurt. I can't let them just bully me. So at the same time, I got to go full speed. It's just my nature. I don't see anything else other than doing that.
Where do you see the defense, the progress of the defense? Where do you see that right now?
We're still building. We definitely left off. Picked up where we left off, but we're still building, taking it week by week, practice by practice, and getting better.
How much, when you look out on the field and practice every day, do you see the same defense as last year? You have some new pieces, but does it look similar to you? Does it look different in any way?
It looks similar. The only difference is our line. We miss only thing we got to fill in is for Hank, but we got some key points, some key guys that's doing that. They're working really hard at it. But the only thing, defensive back wise, we key and we sound back there, linebackers too. So I mean, it's the difference. I would say is a little bit in the D line.
Are you and Darian back where you need to be, or just a little bit, developing because you missed so much time last year?
No, we good. I mean, I think it's more developing on the field when we had to play like a preseason game. I think that's where the biggest concern is about, just him playing faster and being able to get his reads and getting a little bite on the offense and what they like to do. I think that's the biggest thing for Darian, as getting his feet wet on the field. When we only practice, it's natural, but when we get in the game time, it's really full speed and we can't make no mistakes, no mental errors. I mean, you get a mental error, you could go right ahead. So.
How much is it going to help to have a guy like Andrew as the third safety who got so much experience last year? Like, how much is
going
to help the secondary
and
the defense have a guy like
him? It gives us a security, I would say. Got a guy that plays, so if one of the guys go down, even myself go down, we got a guy that can step in that, played a lot of opportunities, and played a lot of ball. And he knows the game. He's blessed to be able to play and got a position on the team.
Man,
we're kind of
looking ahead a little bit, but with the rule changes with the celebrations,
I don't even think it's about touchdowns for us, because once we make like tackles for lost sacks, we trying to get up and celebrate, and we got all type of things. We got the little belly rub. We have to change a lot of things for us, but we'll see. I know Snacks got his belly rub. He's eating on people. We still can't do the bow and arrow, correct? I don't think we can't do that one or anything like gesture that's like offensive. Other than that, we got a couple things up our sleeve. So, I mean, it's big. It's a big key, and we kind of like it. It's more for entertainment.
But you're not worried about the offense kind of rubbing it in your face a little bit?
Oh, us?
In the end zone.
Nah, it is what it is. They got the opportunity to score. They worked hard to get down there, so they get there, they can score. Go ahead and do it.
So belly rub's good, bone arrow no good.
Right. Belly rub good, bone arrow's no good.